Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Gayne. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, folks, I warned you, and many of you who listened to the show fully agreed with me, and some of you said I was being a little hyperbolic. And I guess we know now that I was correct, and that we are now literally being targeted for our political beliefs. Not an illusion. Not being hyperbolic, closure, I slept with the air conditioner on all night last night, and I have a very raspy voice. I'm going to try to get through this because this is probably one of the most important shows I will ever do. The raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home truthfully did not surprise me. The fact that Trump was cooperating to the point where they even told him to put locks on a basement door, and then could you increase the number of locks? Why didn't they just ask him to turn over the document? And from what I hear, someone probably on his Secret Service detail squealed that there may be something going on. These are involving presidential documents that could be classified and theoretically shouldn't have been taken out of the White House. Okay, well then ask for them back. I want you to remember that Trump could declassify any of those he wanted to. But further, I want you to remember the following. Donald Trump, who received just weeks ago a letter from the FBI thanking him for his cooperation, and Trump writing back that he was happy to cooperate, and everyone was, kumbaya. Had his house raided by heavily armed, because of course they expected there was going to be, gunfire. Heavily armed FBI agents who went so far as to tear apart Melania Trump's wardrobe for documents that they obviously could have just asked Trump to turn over. Now, had he refused or said, I absolutely do not have them, and they had evidence that he did, then you might say, well, okay, the next step is to get a warrant. But, folks, there's a bigger story here, and it could be a couple of things at once. The first is perception. What the left want, and make no mistake, the FBI is in fact an enforcement arm of the left-wing party as it currently stands. What they want is to create the perception among at least independent voters that Donald Trump must be a criminal. He must be doing something wrong because the FBI doesn't raid your house unless you've done something terribly wrong. So you shouldn't vote for him if he does run. The second, of course, is to try to find something to prevent him from running. This is what the mission was, folks. They could use presidential documents all they want. This was basically a hunting expedition. Let's see what we can find. So in theory, what you're doing is you're saying you don't want Donald Trump to be the president. We don't really have anything on him. But I bet if we raid his house and we go through his computers and we go through his papers, we might be able to find something that we could possibly put a spin on that makes him look bad. That's not targeting your political opponents. What is that then? What is that? It's exactly what it's doing. It's finding a person and saying, we have the person, now we have to find the crime. Instead of saying, we found a crime and we have to now arrest the person. Which is how it's supposed to work. I mean, if I went into my neighbor's house right now, I don't know, you know, I'm not saying whatever neighbor. If I went to my neighbor's house and I went through their entire house with a fine-tooth comb, I might be able to find something damning on them, something that would socially be unacceptable. Oh, look what I found. I found a letter that said, you know, so-and-so had slapped his wife. Oh, look what I found. They may be using narcotics. Oh, look what I found. They may be cheating on one another. But that's not what you're supposed to do. What you're supposed to do is have the crime first. We know that there are drugs in that house, and we highly suspect there are. Before we're getting a warrant to search that house, because we have very good evidence that it's a drug house. You don't just say, let me kick in the door of somebody's house, go through everything they've ever owned, and hopefully we can find something that looked bad, which is theoretically what the FBI did. And they did it to appease the January 6th committee, who fell flat on their face in an attempt to create an illusion that Donald Trump somehow oversaw an insurrection that never happened. It's pathetic, but above being pathetic, it's dangerous. They can do that to a former president. No reason they can't knock on your door and do it. And I want to warn you about this. Yes, this is about Donald Trump, and yes, it's about preventing him from running for president. It's about you too, though. It's about you too. Because if they can cast Donald Trump as a leader of an insurrection party, the MAGA movement is an insurrection party, then you, my friend, are a criminal if you support them. And they can kick your door in. They can come to your job. They can monitor your computer activity. They can do whatever they want because they now label you a terrorist or a possible threat. That's what part of this is about. Making you fear supporting a candidate who really did nothing except cause this economy to boom, to cause our enemies to respect us and back off, to wipe out pretty much single-handedly ISIS. Donald Trump didn't do anything that would cause this. So I'm going to tell you this. The judge, who's not really even a judge, he's a magistrate. The magistrate who signed this warrant, signed off on this, represented the pilot and another employee of Jeffrey Epstein. You heard me right. He represented the pilot who clearly knew he was flying underage girls to an island with adult men who weren't there to show them, you know, a Disneyland. He knew what they were there for. And this man said, I'm going to represent them. I'm going to try to get them off. Is it remotely possible that what they're really looking for in Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home is the fact that Donald Trump may have the goods on some FBI agents who turned the other cheek during the Jeffrey Epstein investigation? I've warned everybody. I said Donald Trump's second term, if he got one, was going to be balls to the wall draining the swamp. He had the goods on everyone, not just Democrats. Not just Democrats. He had the goods. He wasn't going to do it the first term. Fully so. But he had the goods. I've told you that since I started this show. And they fear very strongly that if he gets elected president, he has nothing to lose. He's going to let all the cats out of the bag. And guess what happens? The house of cards falls apart. And you're going to find out things about people you always mistrusted, and some people you trusted very much, that you're not going to like. So is it remotely possible that this warrant, signed off on, Stein supporter, might have been to find out, does Donald Trump have anything on any of this? Grab every box you can, just in case he does. If he gets elected president, we're all doomed. It could be. Speculation. But they didn't do this over presidential documents. I want you to remember something. A warrant is usually served to obtain documents if you have a feeling or a very, very good source telling you they are going to be destroyed. There was no warrant issued on Hillary Clinton's house when they were smashing cell phones with hammers, when they were using bleach bit to erase what they said was just personal information. Oh, we'll hand over everything to you. But first, we're going to wipe out everything that we consider just personal information, nothing that you'd be interested in. And the FBI said, okay, that sounds very fair, Hillary. Tell you what you do. You just go through your own stuff. And anything that you don't think we'd be interested in or has no bearing to our investigation, you just eat it. And then you turn over the remainder to us and we'll be satisfied. Did they raid her house, folks? Did they raid her house? Did they ask the questions, why did you smash cell phones and hard drives? Why did you use bleach bit to erase things? Why did you turn over cell phones without the SIM cards? Why did you do all those things? No, they didn't. And I want you to remember something else. I want you to remember an image that better stay in your head when you go to the polls this November. While Donald Trump's house was being raided, we watched Hunter Biden climb aboard that airplane that your tax dollars pay for with Joe Biden to fly off on vacation. This a man that the FBI had in their possession, his laptop in 2020, knew it was authentic. Knew it contained multiple crimes, and knew it implicated in a very real and damning manner a man who was running for the president of the United States. And their response, when they were asked, why didn't you say something when everyone was saying it was Russian disinformation? Why didn't you come out and say, no, it's real, we've deemed it's real? Their reply was, it could unduly affect an election. And the FBI does not want to in any way, shape, or form unduly affect an election. What the hell do you think this is doing? What the hell do you think this is doing? You're lying through your teeth. You're lying through your teeth. Merrick Garland says, no one is above the law. Really? Is Hillary Clinton above the law? When she was allowed to destroy evidence and turn over just what she wanted and only what she wanted? I would say yes. Hunter Biden, on his laptop, on video, has committed multiple crimes. And there he is waving, hey, I'm with my dad, the president, and we're going on vacation. His home's not being raided. His home's not being raided at all. Why? Why is that? You see, folks, there is more to this than meets the eye. And there's any number of possible side reasons. But the one name that keeps coming back is Jeffrey Epstein. How is it that the FBI goes to a magistrate who represented Jeffrey Epstein workers, one of which flew the airplane to the island? Why would they choose that person? Ask yourself that question of all the people. Why would you choose him? By the way, a huge Obama supporter, huge Trump hater. So that's an interesting choice that the FBI made. Now, there are people who want to call conspiracy theory, and I have no evidence to tell you that it's absolutely true or it's absolutely false. But there are people who, and I fully disclose that I'm one of them, who said a long time ago that there was definitely some underage prostitution rings running around in Washington, D.C., and a lot of top-level politicians on both sides were indulging. Deep does that go, then? How deep does that go? That's a pretty serious crime. And if you're the FBI or your Secret Service or you're somebody else and you knew, then you're complicit. You're complicit in that. So if your ass is on the line now and you say, well, my name is going to come out as being complicit, how far would you go? How far would you go to make sure your name stays out of it? Just asking. Because it seems like no matter where you turn, the name Jeffrey Epstein keeps coming back up. Makes me wonder why. So did the FBI have a right to do it? Of course. Of course they did. But having a right to do it and having it be standard procedure is two different things. This was not standard procedure. Standard procedure is you ask for the documents that you want back and you subpoena them. You don't raid somebody's home. There's no need. You have no evidence they weren't going to turn them over. And I have a newsflash for you. The president has taken with them some of their documents. This is so overblown. And it all goes back to perception. We need to make Donald Trump look like a criminal. The January 6th hearings, where your only prerequisite for being on that committee was you have to admit that Donald Trump was the leader of an insurrection. If you don't believe that, you can't be on the committee. If you don't believe that, can you imagine? Can you imagine if we held anything like that where we said, okay, well, we're going to decide whether we're going to prosecute someone for murder. And we're going to have a committee hearing to decide whether it's worth prosecution. The prerequisite for that is you have to say, yes, he's a murderer. I mean, that's ridiculous. And yet, this is exactly what they did, folks. It's exactly what they did. Once again, I apologize. Having some major laryngitis issues. Look, I know a lot of people say, let's just wait. Let's see what happens. Okay. But ask yourself this question. Why did they ask the security cameras be turned off? Why did the FBI agent say, please turn off the security cameras? Well, the official word is, for the safety of the officers. Well, we could say that about the police then, can't we? We could say any citizen filming a police operation has to shut their cell phones off. All those people who taped the George Floyd incident, you're in violation of the law. We asked that all those cell phones be confiscated. Would you like that? But it's only okay when it happens to Donald Trump, someone you dislike. So that's not good, folks. If that's your attitude, I pray you never find the day they come for you, because they will eventually. They will eventually. And it may be sooner than you think. Because this new fight inflation bill that is probably going to pass adds so many new IRS agents that the number of IRS agents will triple, if not quadruple, border agents. Let that sink in for a minute. Where are the Democrats' priorities, folks? We need more IRS agents than border agents. And did you see the advertisement for these new agents? Your prerequisites must be able to carry a firearm and be willing to use it. Oh, I thought you hated guns. So in the enforcement of paying someone's taxes, making sure someone pays someone's taxes, you may have to shoot somebody. That's a very interesting thought from a party that says we despise guns. Apparently not. Apparently not. We're in big trouble here, folks, because they're coming for you. These IRS agents are not going to target big businesses. And you know why they're not going to target big businesses? Because big businesses can afford lawyers. Big businesses can afford to fight back. Big businesses can tie it up in court for years and years and years and years. They don't want that. This is specifically targeting independent small business because they don't want you. I've told you that since the day I started this show. They don't want you to have your own business. They want you at their mercy working for the machine. How dare you try to get by on your own? That's who they're going to target. The mom-and-pop shop who's selling comics or sneakers. Not big business. They're lying through their teeth when they're saying over $400,000. It's not true. It's not true at all. They're targeting you, the small businessman, because they don't like you. Because you're more likely to vote for the other side. They can't have that. So the idea behind this whole thing is, how do we turn our political opponents into criminals? How do we make it impossible for people to safely cast their vote for the other party? Well, we'll target them and scare them to death. We'll give the perception that the other side is evil and criminal. And if you still continue to show your support, then you're a criminal. And we'll be coming after you to stay in power permanently. And this has come about, folks, because the chickens have come home to roost. We have people whose lives depend on this. Now, I'm not making this up. I don't know how many people. There's no way for me to tell. People in Washington right now who understand that if Trump becomes president, their career, if not their freedom, is over. We have the Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. How come it's not released? How come we don't know every person on there? And how come the FBI hasn't raided their house? These are potential pedophiles and literally pimps. These are people who literally went to an island for the very purpose of exploiting young girls for sexual purposes. Does the FBI care about that? No. They care that Trump might not have turned over a presidential document that was classified when he could clearly declassify it. How much sense does that make? The way you want your FBI to work? I bet the answer is no. How long has Ghislaine Maxwell been in jail? Prison? Have you heard one person that's been indicted because they got some information out of her? Oh, and who did she have to turn the information over to? Oh, the FBI. The FBI hasn't turned that over. Or how come the FBI hasn't said, yes, based on these things, we have raided all these people's homes? Not one. Not one. And you know why? Because as sure as I sit here, there are people currently in the FBI who knew about Ghislaine Maxwell, knew about Jeffrey Epstein, and either was in on it, turned a blind eye, and they know that their career, their reputation, and their livelihood is at stake. We are very close to a banana republic here. Very, very close. Do your history and find out how these dictatorships do this. And this is the first thing they do. They get into power, which the Democrats did. Whether they did it legally or illegally, that's your choice to decide. Then you begin to turn your political opponents, not into political opponents, but criminals. Make sure they can't run against you. Make sure they can't beat you. And anyone who speaks out against you is the enemy. You're an enemy of the state. You said something bad about the FBI. Well, the FBI is going to come kick your door in then. You might be a terrorist. Marcus Cain just said some FBI agents may be involved in the Jeffrey Epstein thing. Oh, my God. Maybe we need to scare that living hell out of him and kick his door in and thrash his house. And point AR-57s in his face and threaten to shoot his dog. And then the son of a bitch won't say anything anymore. Parency here, folks. The same FBI agents that were involved, literally involved, in this Russian collusion hoax, knowingly presenting FISA warrants or getting FISA warrants through false information are now in charge of Hunter Biden's investigation. Gee, I wonder what's going to happen. Why would you do that? I mean, if the FBI wanted to be fair, then what you say is, look, these FBI agents that clearly knew that the information they were giving a FISA court was false, you're fired. We can't trust you anymore. The American people can't trust you anymore. You're fired. We don't want to hear, well, we're going to give you a couple weeks off with pay. And then we're going to promote you. No, you're fired. You lose your pension. You lose everything. You became political instead of for justice. We don't need you. It's not what the FBI did. They literally gave the guy a promotion. You did good, little worker bee. You did what you were told. You targeted the enemy. Problem is, the enemy's you, folks. Donald Trump said it clearly one time. He said, they really are after you. It's just they're targeting you through me because I'm the one who's defending you. So all this that they're heaping on me, it's really to get to you. You're the real enemy. He's absolutely correct. They want you fearful. They want you targeted. They want you intimidated. And they literally want you at the mercy of the government. Explain to me why we need more IRS agents, fully armed, than we need Border Patrol agents. Did someone care to explain that to me? Did anybody bother to ask? Why do we need that? Oh, we got to collect those taxes from those rich, rich, rich people who are hiding their taxes or not paying their fair share. Oh, like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg. And the reason they're supporting you is they know you're not coming after them. And if you did, they would have a bazillion lawyers who would tie you up for so long and waste so much of your money that it's not worth it. It's not who they're coming after, folks. Coming after you. You got a small mom-and-pop shop somewhere, coming after you. You got a hair salon down the street from your house, coming after you. Because they don't want you to have those things. That makes you independent. And we can't have independence anymore in this country. Reliance instead of independence. Because if you rely on them, you have to vote for them. And that's what they hope. Their mission. But you have to understand, even if you're the worst Trump hater in the world, you have to smell a rat. Why does one party hate one man so much? Explain the horrible thing he did. I'm waiting. Did he almost get us into nuclear war? Did he crash the stock market? Did he ruin the economy? No. No, he didn't do any of those things. So what did he do? What did he do? Nothing. So now ask yourself, why go to these lengths? And I'm telling you, it doesn't take a genius. The name of this show is Common Sense in a World of Insanity. It's self-preservation. There are people who understand if Donald Trump once again takes office, they're done. And it's literally a house of cards. I mean, he doesn't have to have the goods on everyone. To have is the goods on a couple people, because I, you know how this works, right? You say, well, I have the goods on this person, and that person says, well, I'll squeal on that person. And then that person says, well, I'm not going down alone. I'll squeal on this one and that one and this one. And the next thing you know, you're going to find out that the swamp goes deep. The swamp goes into the judges. The swamp goes into the prosecutors and the district attorneys. The swamp goes into the police force, the FBI, the CIA, the House, the Senate. The swamp goes everywhere. Across both party lines. Party lines. We see Liz Cheney literally having a seizure trying to get Trump to not be able to run for president. We see Dick Cheney on television sounding worse than I do right now, saying, that Trump is the most dangerous human being ever. Why? What did he do? Well, explain to me, Dick. What did he do? Did he shoot somebody in the neck like you did? What did he do, Dick? Had the economy soaring? Had energy independence? Jobs numbers higher than they've ever been? Our enemies on their heels? What did he do, Dick? I'll tell you what he did. He figured out the game. He figured out that the establishment Republicans and the Democrats were in bed together and have always been in bed together. Playing you. the American people, like one big pro wrestling outfit. Oh, they're the bad guys. We're the good guys. And then they go have dinner together. Right. But then came along the Trump movement, and some people literally said, no, this Make America First thing is right. And we do have some good people now, and they're fearful of them. Because they see that the American people are starting to see through the bullshit. I had a Democratic friend say to me the other day, I hate Trump, Marcus, you know that. But something's not right here. Something's not right. Something's not right. And the reason my friend said that is he's wise enough to know this. Eventually they're going to come for him. If they can do that to a former president, what do you think they can do to you? They can ruin your entire existence, your entire life, and all for one purpose. You didn't vote the way you were supposed to. You're an enemy of the government. Meantime, we have FBI officials saying we're being threatened after this. We're getting more threats than we've ever gotten. Well, that's not good. You shouldn't be FBI agents. Violence is never the answer. But here's something to remember. How many people called Donald Trump a Nazi? How many people called Donald Trump Hitler? Well, what is it that you're supposed to do if you encounter Nazis and Hitler? Are you supposed to shake their hand and say, I disagree with you, but Godspeed? No, that's not what you're supposed to do. So when you call someone Nazis and Hitler, you assume that you'd fight them. You assume that you would attack them, right? That's not hate speech. That's not inciting violence. So when the FBI agents say, we're getting some death threats, well, I wonder how many Trump got off dangerous rhetoric. I wonder. And here where I live in New York, we have Eric Adams, who truthfully and honestly is dumb as a brick. Is dumb as a brick. Gets on television and says, well, if Texas keeps sending up these illegal immigrants, I'm going to get a bus. I'm going to go down to Texas. People to knock on doors and tell them to vote for Beto O'Rourke. Why? Because he sent a couple of thousand immigrants to your sanctuary city that you're so proud of? See, here's the problem. You love it when it's a sanctuary city as long as nobody comes. Oh, yeah, that, you know what that's like? That's like saying, my door's always open for people to come if you want to have dinner, but nobody comes, so it's fine. And then when a few people show up for dinner, you're like, well, this is an inconvenience. You're the one who wanted a sanctuary city. Take them. You're worried about 3,000 or 4,000? 3,000 or 4,000 are coming over daily into Texas. Daily. And you're worried about 3,000 or 4,000 in general. You hypocrite. And you say, well, he's a very dangerous man. He should not be allowed to do this. He's very anti-American. And you say, okay, well, then if he's that bad, I'm sure you don't want any of these illegal immigrants to stay in his state. Correct? You're the one who said you have a sanctuary city. You're the one who said everybody's welcome. So here they are. And all of a sudden, well, they're not welcome. Oh. Oh. So now we see the games that the Democrats play. Everybody's welcome in Republican state. See, you don't want them in New York for a very simple reason. New York's already a Democrat stronghold. You don't need them. You need them in Texas because you want to flip Texas. You want to turn Texas blue. and you want to do it by flooding illegal immigrants across the border and telling them you want to stay, you better vote for our side. That is remaining in power through intimidation and reliance. People saying, listen, you should have to leave your weapons with a local sheriff. I agree. Now, here's the thing. Let's just be honest for a minute. Is there one FBI agent, one, just one, that's all I'm asking, who truly and honestly believes that when they went to Mar-a-Lago, they might get under fire? They might be met with that Eric Trump was going to smash out a window with an AK-47, start firing on them? You think that's likely? Armed when Hillary was giving her presentation of saying, you mean wipe it with a claw? The hard drive with a claw? You smashed your hard drives. You destroyed them with bleach bit. You were given the opportunity by the federal government and the FBI to turn over only what you wanted to turn over. You know what that would be like? That would be like saying, okay, well, we suspect that you're running a drug operation through your computer. So instead of seizing your computer, could you just turn over your computer? And I say, sure. I'm going to take all the personal things off it, and I just erase all the stuff that has any reference to drugs. And then I turn over my computer, and they say, oh, no, you're innocent. I mean, that's preposterous. That's absolutely preposterous. That doesn't pass the lab test, folks. Hillary Clinton was given not even special treatment. She was given unbelievably white glove special treatment. Meanwhile, here come fully armed people into Mar-a-Lago because, you know, those Trumps, they're like the Dillinger gang. They might start smashing out windows and throwing grenades. I mean, come on. This was all optics. Now, what might they find? Well, he had some presidential documents that he shouldn't have taken because they're classified. I want to remind you, he could declassify them. And if you were really that concerned, why didn't you just ask that they be handed over? Why didn't you just issue a subpoena for them? The only time you go into a place like that is if you have really good, strong information that they're about to be destroyed, unless your name is Hillary Clinton. But if you think that there isn't a two-tier justice system here when it comes to politics, I, again, want you to remember the image on one side of the screen, Mar-a-Lago being raided by heavily armed FBI agents. And on the other side of the screen, Hunter Biden, drug addict, pedophile, possible collusion with foreign countries and spies, waving as he's getting on the plane with his dad, going on vacation, not worried. Everything's just fine. Hunter Biden's house is not going to be raided. How do you know what you'd find in Hunter Biden's house if his computer had such vulgar things, huh? Do you know what would happen if the FBI found your computer in a computer shop and it had some of the images that was on his computer? You know what happened to your house? Your house would be torn to shreds by FBI. Not Hunter. So don't give me this nonsense. Don't give me the nonsense. Where was the FBI when Eric Swalwell, who currently still has highest security clearance, was sleeping with a Chinese spy? Where? Have you heard anything about that? No. How do you know what secrets she knows? How do you know it's in his house? How do you know what documents he might have turned over to her or she might have stolen or whatever? Are you investigating him? No. what he says? Yeah. Okay, well, she was a Chinese spy, but I banged her. Yeah. No big deal. Dianne Feinstein, her chauffeur, turned out to be a Chinese spy, her chauffeur for years and years and years. Didn't kick in Dianne Feinstein's door. You're not investigating. I wonder why. I mean, equal justice would be the same day that we raid Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago, we are raiding Joe Biden. We are raiding Hunter Biden. We're finding out if there's any connection between Hunter Biden's most likely illegal deals with the Ukraine and Russia and China and Joe. Because if Joe took any money, he's going to prison. No, you're not doing that. You don't care. You don't care if Eric Swalwell was giving away secrets to a Chinese hooker. Nope, you don't care. You don't care who was on Jeffrey Epstein's flight log. You don't care. See, that bothers me more than anybody will know. That bothers me because you have that information. And you'll do nothing with it. And that means somebody's got something on you. Because the only time you wouldn't act on that is if you say, well, I can't. Because if I do, it's going to implicate me. Yeah, a sheriff should have to review a search warrant. Absolutely. But here's the deal. They probably had a legal search warrant. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, I want to see the warrant. I want to see the affidavit because that's where the details are going to be. Oh, they'll release the warrant eventually. I want to see the affidavit because the search warrant is going to say, well, we're looking for presidential documents. Okay. Well, then it's illegal. It's legal. They've done nothing illegal. I'm not suggesting the FBI did anything illegal. I'm questioning their motivation. A police officer can pull you over. That's not illegal. But if he only pulls over black people, what's your motivation? Well, this is what I'm asking with the FBI. How come you only target Republicans? When's the last Democrat House been raided? Don't tell me about this nonsense of everyone's not above the law. Okay. How come Paul Pelosi obviously is getting stocked information ahead of time? Either that or he's the Wizard of Wall Street. And you're not investigating that. You don't care. Oh, by the way, he also gets a DWI where he caused a man serious bodily harm. And you did nothing about it. Wouldn't even release the mugshot. Think that would have happened if that was Donald Trump? They got caught drunk driving or one of his sons? This is beyond now. We've gotten to a place where it's very dangerous. This is very dangerous. Because pretty soon anybody, including myself, who speaks out about this is going to be deemed a possible threat to the government. I'm not allowed to have my opinion anymore. You're allowed to say Donald Trump's a Nazi. You're allowed to say he's a Russian spy. You're allowed to say he had Russian hookers pissing on him with no information. I'm not allowed to say I have a feeling that the FBI is corrupt and they're basically an enforcement arm of the left wing. I'm not allowed to say that because then you're a terrorist. You're an enemy of the state. This is very dangerous territory, folks. Very, very dangerous territory. And for all of you people who think, the pain in the ass to vote and my vote don't count, you better believe you need to send a message here in November. All of a sudden, have you noticed that the Democrats who were saying, we're going to take a pounding, the red wave is going to hurt us and destroy us, all of a sudden they're smiling and saying, you know, new information has come out that it looks like we're going to keep the Senate. and we may not even lose that many House seats. Oh, really? Based on what? How come you're so confident this all of a sudden will happen? I really want to know what happened. This is basically the mob. You know, the mob comes into your place and says, you have a really nice place here. It would be a shame if it caught fire. And there's a lot of fires. But if you do the right thing and you do everything we tell you to do, we'll make sure it doesn't catch fire. And just call it an insurance policy. Well, that's illegal. That's strong-arm tactics. Well, what do you think they're doing to you now? Well, if you support Trump, you're very possible that the FBI is going to visit you because you could be a domestic terrorist. You could be a threat to the government. You could be an insurrectionist. So you better disavow him right now. Or we'll come for you. And then they call him the Nazi. Very interesting. At this point, I don't know how people are falling for this. I just don't. It can't be any clearer, folks. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You can't have this. And if you think you can, then you're just a gamer who does not care about the rule of law or anything else. You just care about your party staying in power. Was in office. And he was doing these things. I would say, you got to get this man out of office. I was wrong about him. And he's destroying the country. That's what I would say. Because I'm honest. Joe Biden's destroying this country. And you're being told by smiling, talking heads on television, the country's doing well, and you better say so too. And you're just nodding, saying, yes, master, country doing well. Because if you don't say that, we may have to look deeper into your taxes. We may have to look deeper into what you do. We may have to send somebody to your door. Gotcha. You're all useful idiots. The Democratic Party wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire. They don't give one damn. This inflation bill. This is going to target you. It's going to add, like I said, more IRS agents than Border Patrol agents. You think that's normal? You think that's normal when we're going to have more IRS agents than some countries have a military? What do you think that means? They're going to spend all their time, drinking coffee and putting their feet up on the desk, or they're coming for you to wipe out your small business, to close your doors because you didn't dot an I on your taxes, because you failed to report $5 worth of something. Well, you're a tax cheat. Close their business. You go work for the machine. You go work for Bezos. Can't have you independent. Because if you are independent, you'll vote your wallet, right? Most people vote their wallet. That's why I'm telling you that these guys like Mark Zuckerberg, Bezos, and all these people, they'd vote Republican if they thought they were going to be audited and they were going to lose tens of millions, if not billions of dollars. They're going to be like, I ain't doing that. I ain't voting for somebody who's going to take away that much of my income. But it's nod, nod, wink, wink, yeah, not you. Oh, okay, and then in that case, I'm for it. Hypocrites. Care what this raid on Mar-a-Lago turns out. Probably going to turn out nothing, but they'll come up with something because they didn't allow anybody to accompany them. So maybe they'll pull out a couple of presidential documents and say, these were classified, and Donald Trump shouldn't have had them. Why? Because a Russian spy or a Chinese spy is going to sneak into Mar-a-Lago? Why don't you just subpoena that document then and say, hey, these documents are missing? This is an all-out attempt to make sure Donald Trump does not run for president. And if you have any sort of common sense, you have to know that it's only because of self-preservation. They fear what's going to happen. They fear the wrath of a man who probably has the goods on a lot of them. And I've told you for a long time he's had the goods on some of them. And when you have the goods on some of them, these people fold like a cheap suitcase. And the next thing you know, the house of cards falls down, folks. People out in November. Literally, the country relies upon it. Because if this gets any closer to a banana republic, all hope is lost. Let's just pray that the American people do the right thing.